Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. I was diagnosed with adrenal fatigue several years ago, and I know firsthand how draining it can be. Joining us today to talk about adrenal fatigue is Stephen F. Hotze, MD. Dr. Hotze is the author of Hormones, Health, and Happiness, a natural medical formula for rediscovering your youth with bioidentical hormones. Stephen F. Hotze, MD, received his medical degree from the University of Texas Medical School in 1976. In the 1980s, he began to explore alternative ways to treat his father's heart disease, searching for real solutions beyond the drugs and surgery that had already failed his father. The safe, effective, non-drug treatments that he discovered enabled his father to live 8 more productive years and revolutionized Dr. Hotze's approach to medicine. In 1989, Dr. Hotze founded the Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas, to offer a revolutionary approach to optimal health centered on listening to the patient and providing natural therapies such as bioidentical hormones, allergy immunotherapy, nutritional supplementation, and a balanced healthy eating program. Dr. Hotze is a fellow member of the American Academy of
Otolaryngology.
That is a tough word. Past president of the Pan American Allergy Society and founder and president of the American Academy of Biologically Identical Hormone Therapy. Through AABIHT, Dr. Hotze has trained numerous physicians and has proven effective methods for enabling women in midlife to regain their health, increase their energy, and reclaim their lives. Dr. Hotze, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. I'm privileged to have you here, and I'll practice that word next time. Now, Dr. Hotze, in your terrific book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness, a Natural Medical Formula for Rediscovering Youth with Bioidentical Hormones, you write, quote, "The addition of natural bioidentical hormone therapy to my treatment regimen made the world of difference for the vast majority of patients. But there was still a small group of patients who did not respond as expected despite the comprehensiveness of my approach." Dr. Hotze, what did you discover was going on with the small group of patients?
Well, first, with every patient that in my career that I've seen, I expect them under the treatment regimen I recommend, you expect them to improve their health, to improve, to get well. And we would see that I started my pathway to natural approaches to health using allergy treating for airborne and food allergies, and then expanding that to using vitamin and mineral supplements and treating for yeast. A lot of people with allergies have infections and sinus and bronchitis, and they take antibiotics, so we treat for yeast, and we got a lot of people well. And then we began to treat with there were certain people that didn't, and then we began to use thyroid supplementation and found that a large percentage of our patients, particularly women in midlife, were hypothyroid, and they were going undiagnosed or misdiagnosed or was unrecognized by their physician who was relying on blood tests. We began to treat with thyroid. And then several years later, a female patient of mine introduced me to natural progesterone. That opened the door to natural bioidentical sex hormones, the progesterone and estrogen, testosterone in males. And now a whole another group of people got better. The women that have been treating now, when they got on the bioidentical hormones, oh my gosh, they felt all the much better. But then there were still a certain group of people, they still had problems. They did better. Mm-hmm. They did better on their thyroid, but they did better with bioidentical hormones on allergy treatment. They still just weren't quite there, and that's when I read Dr. McJeffrey's book about the safe use of cortisol. Cortisol is the natural hormone produced by the adrenal gland, the adrenal cortex, which is our stress hormone. The adrenal glands sit on top of the kidneys in the back. They're the size of 2 walnuts. They're our stress gland, and so they're there to produce and secrete hormones that help us when we come under stress. Acute stress, they secrete adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of that.
Yeah.
Fight or flight syndrome. So for a big game or for a big event or maybe somebody intrudes into your home, you get this rush of adrenaline. And that's for acute stress. For chronic stress, the body produces or the adrenal glands produce cortisol. And what kind of chronic stress? Well, chronic stress from maybe chronic allergies or asthma or joint pain, maybe chronic pain because of an injury. Maybe it's just the stress of life, going back and forth to work. Maybe it's handling two jobs. Maybe it's a stressful relationship or loss of a loved one, or a host of other problems that bring stress into our life.
Yeah. Well, in the book, you have this great description of cortisol. You say, quote, if adrenaline is like the whip that drives a horse faster and faster, cortisol is like the rider's boot, digging into the flank, keeping the horse going even when it's ready to quit.
Well, that's what cortisol does, and it's a long-term stress hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have cortisol, it's absolutely critical for the health of an individual, both the immune system. It affects every organ in the body. And the symptoms that you have from adrenal fatigue are very similar to symptoms you would have from hypothyroidism or even changing your imbalance in female hormones. So these hormones, the cortisol, the female hormones, estrogen and progesterone, the thyroid, all work together synergistically.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I approach a patient, in their treatment, I take all this into consideration, and we will oftentimes start them on small supplemental doses of not only the thyroid and the female hormones, but also the cortisol. And depending upon their response to that, you know, we'll adjust that. You know, we'll add small incremental doses until the patient's symptoms resolve.
Yeah.
And we base the treatment on the clinical resolution of the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I had been diagnosed, like I mentioned in the introduction, with adrenal fatigue, my daughter has special needs, and the first 3 years were so tough, and the stress of it was killing me. And so I saw a homeopath who put me on the cortisol, and it helped. But I think even though everything's so much better now, it's almost like my body lately, I'm feeling it again. So I'm definitely going to be very interested in this topic, not only for me, but so I'm going to be calling you, basically. But it did help, so...
Oftentimes, many physicians, whether they're naturopaths, whether they're homeopaths, whether they're medical doctors, will oftentimes, when they use bioidentical hormones, only use one. They'll only maybe they'll just give you cortisol. They won't address the underlying hormonal imbalance that occurs between the estrogen and progesterone. They won't use any thyroid. And it's so important to use these in combination.
Okay.
Progesterone, which is the hormone of the second half of a woman's menstrual cycle, is the building block for cortisol. So as a woman marches through her menstrual life, her natural production of progesterone, which occurs on day 15 through 28 of the menstrual cycle, day one being the first day of the period, her progesterone levels decline as she ages. That's what happens. As a woman marches in her 30s and 40s, she gets lower levels of progesterone. Well, that adversely affects her body's ability to produce cortisol in the adrenal gland, so she'll have adrenal fatigue.
See, that's so interesting, because I thought that in order to take the bioidentical hormones, you had to be in menopause because I'm 42, and so I haven't experienced... Yeah, this is so interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, this is important,
yes.
Especially in your age group at 42, because think how far you are into your menstrual life. You're two-thirds or three-quarters of the way through your menstrual life.
That's true.
I mean, all statistically, you go through the change in 8 years. Well, does it just happen overnight? No, it's a gradual decline in a function of the ovaries over a period of time. And some women happens in right after childbirth. And very commonly, women will come in and say, look, everything was fine, but then my metabolism changed after I had my baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Normally, it's the imbalance between estrogen and progesterone. So, women will begin. You'll know you need. They say, when should a woman take bioidentical hormones? As soon as she has symptoms, and that usually comes after sometime in her 30s, when she has her first baby. And what happens? Well, premenstrually, you'll start getting some maybe breast tenderness or mood swings, some fluid retention, some weight gain, maybe some headaches. They're cyclical. Maybe they only last a day or two. You know, like everybody has them. Then they last 3 or 4 days. Then they last 5 or 6 days. And they gradually become worse. Well, a little bit of progesterone, day 15 through 28, will completely resolve all those symptoms. They'll be gone. And that'll keep the adrenal gland from becoming stressed, because it will have enough progesterone then to manufacture its own cortisol.
Oh, my gosh. So my husband's going to be thrilled, because I have never had bad PMS, but it is brutal since I got diagnosed with the adrenal fatigue, and I was treated for a while, and then I know I need treatment again. It's just crazy, and that's one of the symptoms is worse PMS. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it is. And the worst thing PMS, but the worst thing PMS is coming from your change in decline in progesterone. So the progesterone is a building block for cortisol.
Okay.
Now, in my book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness, I have a chapter on bioidentical hormones in females.
Yes, and I want to have you come back on next month and talk about that. Because I want to have you on once a month.
I'd be pleased to do that.
Okay.
Privilege. And then on the cortisol, I have a chapter on cortisol. So that you can get that book on Amazon. Well, men and women all eventually have hormonal decline.
Mm-hmm.
And women experience a lot more symptoms because they have to balance out two hormones every month, whereas men make testosterone and it simply declines. So their symptoms aren't as cyclical as a woman's symptoms are.
I see. Now, for people who are listening, you know, I did mention some of the symptoms in the introduction, being tired. You just feel you're having trouble sleeping. And a few allergies have gotten worse. That's definitely happened to me. I'm a lot more sensitive. What are some other symptoms? So people are wondering what's going on with them.
Well, you can get joint muscle aches, which mm-hmm. is oftentimes considered by your physician to be fibromyalgia. You put on a host of drugs, antidepressants, and anti-inflammatories.
No.
That can be caused by cortisol. Recurrent and chronic infections.
Okay.
Very common. If you're tired, when you ride, here's a sign of adrenal fatigue. When you're sitting, if you stand quickly and feel dizzy.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
That's a sign of...
I've been wondering what's going on.
Well, that's a sign of adrenal fatigue.
Okay.
And an inability to handle stress.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional imbalances, anxiety, depressed moods.
Is trouble breathing, like feeling like you have an elephant?
Oh,
go ahead. Yeah.
These are common features of adrenal fatigue, but they all the symptoms of hormonal imbalance. I'm sorry, of adrenal fatigue.
Oh yeah.
And hypothyroidism, which is really critical to discuss, and the bioidentical hormones. They all overlap. It's because they all work synergistically together. They enhance one another. For instance, low cortisol. Cortisol enables your inactive thyroid hormone T4 to be converted to the active thyroid hormone T3. So if you're low in cortisol, intracellularly you will be low in active thyroid hormone, which governs your body's metabolism. So if you have low cortisol, you're going to feel fatigued, and that's because you're not utilizing thyroid hormone like you should. So they're all interrelated.
So, now do you treat people over the phone, I'm hoping?
Well, we don't, but we've had a lot of patients come from Massachusetts. Now we do treat them over the phone after their first, once we've established a relationship.
Okay.
We've seen a patient, but it's just, our medical boards down here don't allow any treatment over the phone on an initial visit. You've got to see, which is right, you got to see the patient.
Oh, I see.
And all that. And mm-hmm. after that, we have numerous guests that come in from Boston. I said, how in the world does anybody come from Boston? Well, some lady a couple years back said, well, how in the world do you end up here from Boston, Massachusetts? She said, I was up late at night, went to the bookstore. It was open late. It was 11 o'clock, and I saw your book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness, and I read it. And no other doctor would listen to me. She'd been placed on antidepressants and wanted to get off of them, and the doctors couldn't help her get off. It had ruined her life, and she flew down.
Wow.
She got on Southwest Airlines and came down.
That is awesome. God, I wish there were more doctors out there who were doing what you're doing. I mean, it seems like a lot of doctors, and you mentioned this in the book, they don't even recognize adrenal fatigue, right?
Area that I know, Dr. Erica Schwartz
from
New York City is wonderful.
Oh, and she does this kind of...
She treats exactly the way I treat. Now, I'm not 99% sure she uses cortisol, but I had her on the radio the other day. I have a radio program myself in Houston, so...
Oh, great.
She was on the program the other day, but I've known her for years, Dr. Erica Schwartz. You can go to her website, drerica.com, and... So she's closer than we are, but we're down here in Houston, Texas. We have a large facility. We have 80 on staff, three physicians and two nurse practitioners, whole staff, and we have vitamin store and compounding pharmacy down here where we prepare our products.
Oh, wow.
And it's a large concern, and the whole goal of our center is to help our guests, and we call our patients guests, obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally so they enjoy a better quality of life. And we do that by treatment of airborne food allergies, yeast, thyroid, natural hormone replacement, adrenal fatigue, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a nutritionally balanced eating program. Most of our guests, most of our patients, if you get them on this program, they'll stay compliant to this program and work with us as we adjust the hormones, will do extremely well. And the common thing we hear, Lisa, from guests is, thank you for giving me my life back. Mm. And that's what I want to encourage your listeners to do, is take charge of your health.
You have your own radio show.
We do. As a matter of fact, it's on 12 to 1 Central Standard Time, which would be 1 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And we're on Talk Radio in Houston, KSEV. You can go to our website, drhotze.com, drhotze.com. And somewhere on that webpage, there's a place where the microphone is. And you click on that, and you can listen to it online.
Oh, that's awesome. And you talk about just a bunch of different...
We talk about all the natural approaches to health.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I encourage everyone to check it out and to definitely go and get your book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness, a Natural Medical Formula for Rediscovering Youth with Bioidentical Hormones. Dr. Hotze, thank you so much.
Lisa, thank you for allowing me to be here. God bless y'all, and y'all have a great day.
Yeah, you too.